This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
All right, we are back with another episode of the Wire to Wire podcast. You know, let's get right to this, right? Because I think that we have a lot to get into. So we'll start with this to kind of piggyback off of a last episode that we did. We did an episode discussing the hiring of J.J. Redick. Mm-hmm. You know, since that time, you know, the Lakers, I think, are in a very peculiar spot, right? So they drafted... They had a 17th pick in the first round. They drafted that kid, Connect. And then in the second round, you know, unsurprisingly, they drafted Bronny James.
Right.
The most touted prospect since his namesake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they've really been having difficulty filling out their coaching roster. Mm-hmm. Right. And then even their actual roster themselves. So it's been a very, like I said, peculiar offseason for them. Yeah. Now, what do you make of everything that's been going on so far with the Lakers in this offseason?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're definitely getting overly covered. I mean, with the historic moment they had with LeBron and then Bronny joining the Lakers, having that father-son moment, of course, they're going to cover it and they're going to be all over it, the media. So we haven't missed a beat, right? Every little highlight discussion, They get it all, right? His press conference, him walking around the facility when he's been around the facility more than probably LeBron himself. so it's been interesting. But like nonetheless, like nepotism aside, it's cool, right? Like if you put yourself in that father-son moment, if you're LeBron or if you're Bronny, the moment is cool in itself. It's just like they're trying to go about it in a way like they're trying to hide what it really is, right? You're seeing J.J. Redick at the press conference talking about, he earned it. Like we don't need to hear about all that. Like, we know what it is. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that has happened time and time again, especially in a league like the NBA. We see it with Giannis, and they were quiet about it. You know, we don't have to be loud about it with Bronny and Bron, right? But like again, it's a cool moment. It's good for them, good for LeBron. But really, truly, I think it's definitely more about LeBron and what he wants. And I think that's not going to be the best for Bronny. Because again, it puts a spotlight on him. Everything he does, every shot he misses, what he's doing, where he's at, is constantly going to be scrutinized by the media, right? And clearly we see it already, right? He's already out with an injury, right? This young basketball player, of course, he's had a lot of medical history with his heart conditions, but now he's plays one game in summer league. Not the best game either. I think it was 4 points, 2 rebounds. He was like 1 for 6 from the field. And he's sitting out, right? I mean, I think it's a good idea. It helps protect him as an athlete, but I just think he's constantly going to be scrutinized by every little thing that he does. And as much as LeBron wanted this for himself, in the long run, I don't know what this does for Bronny and his career going forward. Like, he'll be protected, that's for sure, right? Because he's under the wing of LeBron and his brain trust. But really and truly, I feel like hopefully LeBron came out, he did say, oh, you guys don't know Bronny, he doesn't care, you know what I mean? What the media says, what anyone says, but he's only human at the end of the day, right? So it's going to affect him over time, right? If he's playing poorly, and other people, right? Like, people see that, see him as a target, right? When he's playing in the G League, right? All these guys are going to be going at him and playing hard defense and giving them their full effort because, like, they see what he got, right? $8 million contract right off the bat, and there's people that got drafted before him that probably won't make teams. Right, so all of this is going to put fuel in the fire for a lot of other people that are gunning to get an opportunity in the league.
Yeah, that was a lot of good things that you said there. I mean, a lot of this is really unprecedented. And to kind of add on to your point, so he scored 4 points the first game and then he missed the second game, right? And he played his third game today. He scored a whopping 3 points, right?
Oh,
So
did he come back? He played today?
he played today, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow, okay.
Yeah,
Didn't know that.
he scored an incredible 3 points, right? He had 3 points at the half. And he ended up finishing the game with 3 points. So very very outstanding showing from him.
Was it a three or was it a and one or some free throws?
I'm going to assume it was a three. I didn't actually watch the singular highlight.
Yeah.
He
I'm
finished
surprised it didn't come across my timeline.
the
Anything Bronny usually just pops up in my algorithm somehow.
he finished 1 for 3 in the game. But
Yeah.
so I'm going to assume that it was a 3 point, that it was just a catch and
Yeah, that
throw
would make sense.
3 point
Yeah.
shot, right? But I mean, look, all sarcasm aside, you know, this is very unprecedented. And is it a good moment to see a father and a son take the court? You know, maybe, but my thing is that this is not organic. This is something that was contrived. It was forced, right? It was something that was engineered. Right. So it's hard for me to find the sentiment or the value in that because it's something that he wanted, I believe, more than his own son. And he pushed the organization to do it. And I think it's sad that the organization went ahead and did it. Right. And this is unprecedented territory because, you know, the whole nepotism thing, and everyone's like, well, nepotism is a good thing. He's putting his son on. Right. But my pushback would be that he doesn't own the Lakers. He doesn't own the NBA. So it's not his place to decide who should get an opportunity and who shouldn't, right? And their plan with him is that, yeah, they're gonna have their historic moment at the beginning of the season. Then he's gonna spend the rest of the time in the G League. So what's the point of that? And you know, one content creator, a Dreamers Pro, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he made a good point. It's like if you have a business, you pass it on to your child, right? And then you tell them, like, hey, you're going to run the company first. And then afterwards, we're going to send you to business school to learn how to run a business.
That's a nice
So
analogy, yeah.
you're not setting this kid up for success, right? And I don't know, it's hard to be, as much as I clowned him, right? And I clowned him, obviously, throughout this episode.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be mad at the kid because he's just the beneficiary of it, right?
Right.
Although I gotta call him out. He did lie at his press conference by saying, oh, I never thought I'd be playing with my dad. Bro, that's probably all you
Yeah,
guys
I
ever
mean,
spoke about at the house. Like, stop this.
a lot of that was an annoying part of it, this whole process is like they try to be so nonchalant about it, and when they would ask him, he's like, "Oh, like if you would want to play with the Lakers and yada yada yada, he doesn't care who he gets drafted to, he just wants to get drafted." Blah 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 blah, like all that was just like, come on, like What's the point? Like, I would have preferred it is like, yeah, like I'd want to play with the Lakers. I want to go to the Lakers. I want to go and be and play with my dad, right? Like, just be open and honest with it instead of like trying to like play in front of our face, because we all know what's gonna happen. Like, well, it took for that information about Rich Paul calling other teams about don't draft him or he's going to Australia for us to be like, oh wow, no way. Like, you know what I mean? It was all like we all knew what was gonna happen with this, and it doesn't m make the Lakers organization look good at the end of the day. Like, who is controlling the organization? Clearly it's not Rob Pelinka, right? And it was interesting even seeing the clips of the phone call, right? The phone call into Bronny and everything, and their fake excitement of drafting him. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, it's just amazing what they're trying to like how they're trying to play in our face, right? But it is what it is, right? But again, we're seeing the struggles that the organization is having because no one's taking them serious. They view it as LeBron and his son's show, and it's clearly not a team that's focused on winning a championship or winning in general. It's just focusing on historical moments and what else can we do for LeBron and his greatness. And so that's all it seems like. And we're seeing it with the struggles they're having with hiring coaches. They were out here searching, trying to find anyone. Everyone was rejecting them, and then they just gave some money to some old head coaches and said, "Here, you guys gonna come in? You want guys to be in LA? Here, come, right, and be under JJ."
It's true, and even with the whole. Like it's just run like a mom and pop shop in a way, right? Like you have Jeannie Buss there, who I don't even know what she does, to be honest. Like I genuinely don't know what she even does for that organization or what she wants to even do with that organization, right? And then yeah, Rob Pelinka, it almost just seems like he's a figurehead. Like he's just a name there to say that he's filling this position, but you don't have any authority, you have no responsibility, you have no power. It's just you're answering to this one guy on your team, and he's determining who's going to coach the team, who's going to fill out the roster spots, right? And it's not translating to anything on the court. Like, it's one thing if, okay, you're giving him all that unprecedented power, but you're getting something tangible, like you're winning games, you're getting championships. You're not getting any of those things. So there's no justification for what they're doing. And you're right with the whole head coaching thing, right? Like that was a search that took far longer than it needed to. And then you finally hired JJ Redick, surprise, surprise. Who didn't see that coming, right? And then now you can't get any assistant coach to join him, like Dwayne Casey. This is a guy that won coach of the year. Why would he be an assistant coach for this guy who's never done the job before?
And it seems like the hires that they did ended up with, I think it was Brooks and the old Atlanta coach as well that ended up being the assistants, but I feel like they view it as if JJ starts off poorly and he's taking all the criticism and he gets fired, then they're next to step in, right? I feel like they see it as that type of opportunity. But again, who knows if they had anything going for them anyways, and this was their last resort. So they said, okay, might as well just take this job. You know what I mean? It's LA, it's a good market. You know what I mean? There's a lot of TV time, of course. So, but at the end of the day, the struggles, you can tell that those hires weren't JJ's guys. That's another thing. You know what I mean? What relationship does he have with those two coaches? Like, he never played for any of them, I don't believe. And there's nothing there. It just seems like it's random, like things, and it doesn't seem like it's coming through. Oh, JJ Redick wants this, or wants this guy, wants this staff. We're not hearing anything about JJ Redick and his plans outside of that
It's true, and I've seen a video that he did about, him walking away from like media to go focus on, head coaching, right? And, we kind of touched on it on the last episode, but I really do believe that there's going to be a problem in that locker room, right? Because he's not looking to just be someone's like mouthpiece. He's actually looking to coach, right? And I don't believe that LeBron's the kind of guy that wants to be coached, to be honest, right? And if I'm a guy like Anthony Davis, why are you
Why am
still
I in
here?
this environment?
Yeah,
Yeah.
why are you still there? This is it's become like a circus at this point. Like a guy that he does a show with is now a head coach. His son got drafted when you could have actually used that draft pick to pick a real prospect that could, maybe contribute to the future of the organization.
Yeah.
Instead, you choose this kid. And look, it's no disrespect, but by all intents and purposes, he's not a good player.
It's not because people don't like you, man. You know, it's not because people don't want to give you a chance. It's because you suck.
He wasn't the best player in his high school class, right? And I
Yeah.
understand, he had the cardiac arrest in college, but he wasn't primed to be the best player on his college team, even if that
Yeah.
didn't happen.
The skill set's just not there, and it's clear. Like,
It's
as much
not.
as he may work hard and he might be a player that has a great work ethic and he's coachable, it's the eye test. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the eye test just isn't there.
And he didn't get there off of his own merit, off of his own name. And I think in the long run, I think you're right in what you said. It is going to hurt him, right? Because, okay, he
Yeah.
gets this 4-year contract, right? I don't really see him developing that much,
Yeah.
right? So what happens after 4 years when his dad's retired, right? And then the organization, after realizing what a mess they're in terms of the roster, in terms of their credibility around the league with other players, they're not gonna, what reason do they have to hold on to him? They'll probably let him explore free agency. No other team is gonna want him. I mean, unless you're a team that's just looking to sell jerseys, maybe you'll bring him on board.
Yeah, I
But
mean, if you look at that, they have the whole six and the nine now. And you know it's gonna sell, right? And it's what, Bronny Jr. now or James Jr. Like, of course, that the sale of that, of course, is gonna work.
yeah, but it's like, is that what you're in business to do? I mean, yes, it's a business. You're there to
I
make
think
money,
so.
right?
I think so. I think they're more so in it's LA at the end of the day. I feel like it's entertainment at this point, you know what I mean? They want to sell a story more so than sell like a competitive sports organization.
But look how disingenuous they are, because like you mentioned, oh yeah, he worked hard. He earned this. He earned this. No, he didn't, right? And then him lying and saying that, oh, I never imagined that I would be playing with my dad. You're lying.
Yeah.
And now today, there was a quote by LeBron that says, yeah, we absolutely do believe that we can win a championship this season. In what world are you winning a championship, bro? What teams are you better than? You say this now, and then when you get to the season, oh, we don't have enough pieces, we need more help, blah, blah, blah. But you are literally a repellent for players to want to join that organization. That organization from top to bottom is very toxic. Why would you want to go in? Why would any player want to go to a team where a guy on the roster has say and makes a decision on what your future holds?
When he's at the end of his career. Yeah.
On what authority? It's like, bro, in the workplace, when you have that person who has the same job title, the same salary as you, and then they want to come talk down to you like they're your manager, that's annoying. And
Yeah.
that's literally what being in that organization is like. Why should my future or any player's future be dictated by a person who sits in that locker room beside me?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So it's unfortunate what's happening to the organization, but it's something that, it's a self-inflicted thing. It's something that they're allowing to happen to themselves.
Yeah. And again, we see them missing out on getting Klay. And then we see them missing out on getting DeRozan, right? And I think they have hopes of probably landing Trae Young, but I just don't see anyone going over there because everyone sees it for what it is at
Yeah,
this point.
and even Trae Young, he switched his representation, so he's not even represented by Clutch. I think now he just went with CAA. So
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's cooled off of the idea of going to
Yeah.
the Lakers, and he'd rather go to a situation where he can just hoop, not really deal with all that media scrutiny, and then just try to compete and win.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not dumb, right? It's clear as day. Players in the league, They know what it is as well. They see it all. They have access to it all. They may not speak on it as much as we may, right? Just being for privacy issues and just out of respect for LeBron. But come on, you know what I mean? Like they see what it is. It has been going on for a long tender now, right? This is not new, right? This is something he's been doing year in, year out. So I guess again, a place like LA should have the attraction to get, land any free agency player. But now we're at a point where we're seeing LeBron having so much control that it's repellent. And no one wants to come close to it.
Yeah, and I don't, hey, I don't blame him either. And you're right. At the end of the day, it's a business, right? Like, back in like my younger years, when I was in undergrad, I used to work, I used to do like, part-time sales for a telecommunications company, right? And I remember one of the things that they always taught us in training is that, you never insult your competitors, right? So the other competitors, and if anyone ever asks you questions, how you compare to them, whatever the case may be, don't say anything insulting because it's not professional, it's not a good look, and it's not good for business, right? So I look at it like with these guys now, yes, you're on another team and you can obviously see what's happening over there, and you probably have access to more inside knowledge than we do on this side, right? But it's not good business to call them out or to say something about it. But I
100%,
promise you, off the record, if you ask one of these guys and you pull them aside and you say, what do you really think of that organization? What do you really think of LeBron? And it was off the record, no one would ever find out. I promise you, the truth would come out.
100%, yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
So on that.
Save big on new appliances at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliances selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big on Whirlpool appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.